Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. And welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the Noon Report, we give you direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues at the state capitals. They are, as always, Michael Gear at the Pennsylvania Family Institute and Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms. Well, Jason, we'll begin with you this week. The worst mass shooting this country has seen this year happened 6 days ago at a grocery store, of all places, in Buffalo, New York. This hate-filled murder spree at the Tops Market continues to make national news. We saw the accused gunman in court this week. The president has spoken about this. New York's governor has spoken about this. The question lingers to this day. Why didn't New York's red flag law keep this kid from getting a weapon?
Yeah, you know, it should have. That's the interesting thing here, is as the killer was evaluated last year for something that happened at a school, it was determined that he did not meet the qualifications, that they didn't feel he had to take his weapons away. He later wrote in his diary that he basically snowed them. And so that's unfortunate that has happened. It is tragic. But the red flag law really could have been employed in this situation.
Yeah, the governor, who got a top rating from the NRA when she was a congresswoman from Buffalo, now Governor Hochul, singing a different tune when it comes to gun control. Did she offer sensible legislation, or is this an infringement on the Second Amendment?
Well, I'm concerned about the direction this goes. The devil is always in the details. Now we are mandating that this will occur in these instances as opposed to discretion. You know, at the end of the day, I don't know that legislatively we can stop every shooting. Wickedness is in the heart of man, and until sin is no more, we will continue to see sinful actions occur in our society.
Yeah, and Michael, even though this is a New York story, the reach of this is everywhere. President Biden was in Buffalo back on Tuesday and used that speech to call on Congress to pass the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act. What are your concerns with that legislative effort?
Well, there are a number of them, and part of it has to do with what we've seen from the Biden administration in the past, especially when the Justice Department was called into action related to parents speaking out at school board meetings and being described as terrorists. And when it goes that far, when you see that sort of attitude from the federal government, it makes you nervous when they start reaching for more power. This is an absolute tragedy, what we saw in Buffalo, but it's very hard to figure out how to preemptively get involved to stop it.
Yeah. Let's move on. Jason, New York's new look congressional map would place five pairs of incumbents in the same districts. Jerry Nadler, one of those who may have to fight for his seat, a guy that's been around forever, it seems. When you look at that map, does it favor Republicans or Democrats, or doesn't it matter?
Well, I think it's actually a pretty fair distribution of the state. I like the maps. It actually makes sure that there is a fair and independent process that's occurring here. Now, that is probably going to benefit the Republicans in this state, because the last maps really did heavily favor the Democrats. But one has to wonder, when you see incumbents coming up against each other, why doesn't just one of the longtime elected officials, Republican or Democrat, simply step aside and retire? Yeah. Why do they think they're entitled to these seats?
And of course, Michael, everybody in the country is paying attention to that Senate primary in Pennsylvania that has gone into overtime. Dr. Oz, Dave McCormick, we may not know the results of that one until June. Why does it take so long?
Well, a large reason for that is because of mail-in voting that takes place in Pennsylvania, and the way the law was structured and court rulings subsequently have been structured. Plus, we had the misprinting of tens of thousands of ballots in Lancaster County, which prevented the machines from scanning them. So those two things, plus the closeness closeness of this race, which likely will require recounts, or the reason why we have this big delay.
Yeah. Your thoughts on that one as far as the Trump effect, and a lot of folks are weighing in as far as his win-loss record. He had a good night on Tuesday, but how much did that factor in? And I know we don't have a winner yet, so it's hard to say, but how much did that factor in Tuesday night?
Well, it was factored in a little bit, I think, for Dr. Oz, because he had a sort of a negative track record from a lot of people because he came from out of state and things that he had dealt with on his TV show. So I think he was boosted in that regard. Not too many people knew much about Dave McCormick, and so Trump's criticism of him certainly had an effect. And then in the governor's race, Trump jumped in on behalf of Doug Mastriano at the last minute, really when it was pretty clear in the polls that Mastriano was going to win in any effect.
Yeah. One of the other stories, and we'll let you go on this one, Michael, but just the margin of victory that Fetterman had over the moderate Conor Lamb, did that surprise you?
Not really. Fetterman has been popular with progressive Democrats. He's raised tons of small dollar donations. The Democratic Party has, in terms of the rank and file, many of them have really gone in the progressive direction. When it goes to the general election, though, I think maybe we'll see a different result.
Yeah. Jason, we saw the U.S. Attorney General this week, Merrick Garland, say he will not tolerate any threats of violence at the homes of U.S. Supreme Court justices as we await this monumental ruling on abortion. Pro-choice protesters held what they're calling bans off our bodies protests over the weekend. There was a big rally in Harrisburg, and you hear phrases like my body, my choice. That seems to be the rallying cry of the pro-choice movement. I wonder, where was this mantra when the COVID vaccine mandate debate, when that debate was raging, where was the my body, my choice crowd then?
Yeah, a lot of folks were asking that question. That's something we're hearing again and again as folks are discussing these topics. You know, but at the end of the day, I think what you're going to see, and what's probably going to be a summer of rage by those abortion activists across the country, is that their abortion extremism is on full display. I am thankful to be on the side of life, and where I believe justice is going to fall on the side of the unborn in this historic fight.
Yeah. We are awaiting that decision from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, Michael, this litigation from Planned Parenthood that wants to create a constitutionally protected right to abortion in Pennsylvania. Any word on when that might come down?
They seem to be slow rolling it, and I hate to say it, but I think it's for political reasons. I think that they are waiting for the Dobbs decision to come down from the U.S. Supreme Court and to weigh what happens in that before they even start making real progress on this case. You know, this case was originally filed in 2019. Planned Parenthood and the abortion clinics saw the handwriting on the wall that the Roe versus Wade decision might be overturned, and then wanted to get the courts to force taxpayer funding and a right to abortion in Pennsylvania's constitution.
Thought it was interesting, as we're paying almost $5 a gallon for gasoline this week, Kamala Harris decided her top priority would be to meet with Planned Parenthood execs at the White House. So we see where they're putting their priorities. Jason, just a few more days, hard to believe, the waning days of the New York State legislative session. What should people be paying a close attention to in Albany?
Yeah, there's, you know, really two main issues that are starting to move in Albany. And the first closest to my heart is the abortion agenda. I mean, that's the stuff that really, again, you know, the Democratic supermajorities are on a pro-abortion extremist agenda right now. And so you're going to see funding for abortion providers. You're going to see that abortion tourism we've been talking about, potentially protecting abortion providers from extradition in other states, that kind of thing. And then really waiting to see what is going to happen with gun control in regard to what is happening in Buffalo recently. And so there will be Second Amendment issues that will be cropping up. But really, there's probably a dozen issues, and everything is careening towards the end of session. And the chaos may help us from seeing a lot of bad things come in the past.
Gotcha. I heard there was a gas stations out in the Seattle, Washington area, Michael, that are recalibrating their machines to allow for double-digit dollar amounts, meaning $10 a gallon gasoline in the not-too-distant future. You talk about gas prices. You talk about runaway inflation and the impact that is having on family budgets. How concerned should everyday Pennsylvanians be about a recession? And is there anything the state can do to prevent that?
Well, I think the concern is very real. You know, my son Wesley, my youngest, is getting married this afternoon, and we're excited about that. But also thinking about the challenge that comes to a new burgeoning family with just getting married, all of the challenges in terms of finding just affordable rentals, and then when you have gas prices and all of these other things, it's hurting families. And honestly, as far as the state legislature, besides trying to restrain spending and taxation on the people, there's not much else the state can do.
All right. The father of the groom has spoken. Congratulations to Wesley.
Thank you.
And Michael, thank you for spending time with us on a busy day for you. But hey, if you have questions about, maybe you want to know more about that big March for Life that's coming up in September, where can folks find you online?
PAFamily.org.
Stay informed. The final days of the New York State legislative session. Jason, you're writing about it online. Where can folks find you?
AlbanyUpdate.com.